Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Marijuana Policy Insider, the podcast of Marijuana Policy Project. I'm Russ Belleville, and joining us today, we have the New England Political Director for Marijuana Policy Project, Matt Simon, joining us. Thanks for being on the show, Matt.
Hi, Russ. It's a pleasure.
So much is happening in the New England states, and the first thing I'd like to talk about is a milestone, and that is New Hampshire finally decriminalizing marijuana, becoming the final state in New England to end the threat of arrest for people possessing personal amounts of cannabis. But there's some controversy going on there as well, and I was wondering if you could inform our listeners a little bit about this so-called study commission they've got going up there.
Right. So, yes, New Hampshire finally catching up with the rest of the region and decriminalizing. That's the good news. That'll go into effect September 18th. And all of New England will then be a decriminalized zone. The other bill you're mentioning is House Bill 215, which creates a study commission to look at legalization. And, of course, we support that. We supported the bill. But once it got over to the Senate, some prohibitionist senators removed all of the members of the commission that were actually supportive, leaving only a bunch of opponents and some agencies and departments. So we had to raise some concerns about that commission, and it may end up being a useful conversation. I'm sure there will be some educational value in there, but it's a commission that's tasked with making recommendations for policy, and the commission's very unlikely to actually recommend marijuana legalization. So fortunately, the good news is that legislators have ignored those kinds of commissions before, and I predict they'll ignore this one if that's indeed how it goes down. But the state is, whether people like it or not, legislators are finally moving forward with at least talking about legalization, and really, really a big year for New Hampshire this year, passing decrim and improving the medical cannabis law as well.
Now, is this decrim or this marijuana legalization study panel, is it a done deal, or is there still time for people to call and maybe affect what happens with that?
It is a done deal. What's not a done deal is who's going to be appointed to it. So the House Speaker makes four appointments of representatives to serve on it, and the Senate President appoints two senators. The governor appoints a public member. The House Speaker and Senate President are both longtime prohibitionists who have never voted for any marijuana policy reform. So we're publicly calling for them to make some balanced appointments of open-minded members, and we'll see what happens. If they do, it could be a decent study commission. If not, well, we may feel like we're talking to a brick wall, but we'll see.
All right. Well, let's get an update then on what's happening with the legalized states. Let's start with Massachusetts, where the voters passed legalization in 2016, but then the House and the Senate got a hold of it. Can you give us a breakdown on what they've done with the people's vote on that initiative?
Yeah, well, the House got a hold of it and passed what we call a repeal and replace, where they just sort of wrote their own not very good legalization bill. Unfortunately, the Senate was willing to stand up for most of what was in the initiative, and they finally reached a compromise, and the compromise is something that we're, generally pretty happy with. The most significant changes are taxes. They did raise the tax rate from 12% to 20%, a 17% state tax with a 3% local option tax, and we sort of preferred the first version. It was much better than the House's version, which was just a crazy high tax rate. The other adjustment is to the local control, allowing local government officials in towns that voted no on the initiative to ban marijuana businesses until December 19th. So if you're in a town that voted yes on the initiative, any ban would have to be placed on the local ballot. Those are really the two big changes, and given how bad the House's bill was, we're pleased with this apparently moving forward, and that bill's on Governor Charlie Baker's desk waiting for his signature.
Is it likely he'll sign that bill, you think?
Yeah, he's expected to sign the bill, and everything is considered to be on track for retail to be open by July 1st of next year, which has been the target the legislature did move it back 6 months in January, but they've assured everybody that there will be no further delays and that July 1st retail will be open.
Is it just coincidence that Massachusetts ended up with a tax rate identical to Oregon's and a local opt-out similar to Oregon's?
That I couldn't tell you, Russ.
Okay.
I'm sure they looked at what everybody was doing, and compromises often come together in strange ways.
Yes, they do. Well, the other legalized state up in the New England area, the state of Maine, is also making changes to what the voters approved in 2016. And there it is again, that 20% tax rate. What's going on in Maine?
Yeah, so Maine, they've had this joint select committee on marijuana legalization that's been turning through a whole bunch of bills that have been introduced to tinker with the initiative. And what they've come up with is really an omnibus bill that they're putting the finishing touches on, from what I understand now. And it tinkers with the initiative, but overall, it's not looking like massive major changes are going to come out of this. And you know, really just getting this moved forward. Maine doesn't have a firm date like Massachusetts of July 1st when retail's supposed to be open. But the sooner they're able to pass this and get the regulations written and start issuing licenses, the sooner it will happen. So looks like next summer, optimistic that it will be next summer in Maine as well, retail opening. Kind of depends a little bit on when this bill passes. There may be a special session in October. The legislature is not in session now, but if they come back together in October to deal with some other things, then they could pass this and get moving.
How much of a roadblock will Governor LePage be there in Maine? I got some reports on his most recent radio show where he's actually calling for Attorney General Sessions to crack down on states like his, and he expressed a desire to repeal legalization altogether.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people in the legislature are taking that terribly seriously. But, you know, the voters have spoken and the law is the law. Most people are moving forward. And obviously, a governor who doesn't accept that is a concern. But what's he really going to do? We'll see.
All right. Well, a great update on the legalized states. Let's take a look at the rest of New England. Any other states we should be keeping an eye on for the next couple of months?
Well, the legislatures aren't in session, but Vermont, there's a legalization bill that's passed the Senate and that Governor Scott has said he will sign, and it's just waiting for the House to reconvene. There may be a special session there as well in October, and if so, the House could pass that bill, the governor could sign it. It would legalize possession and cultivation. No regulated market. It would have a study commission to look at a regulated market. But that would be a big first step in Vermont. We think that will happen in either October or in January when the legislature reconvenes for full session. Similarly, Connecticut, really there had been no talk of legalization in Connecticut until this year. And this year it really jumped to the forefront of the conversation and suddenly committees were taking testimony. But not seeing anything happening there soon, but Rhode Island as well. A lot of progress, a lot of support in the legislature, and really just leadership not being willing to bring bills to votes is the issue in Rhode Island. So it's really easy to see all the New England states moving forward on legalization within the next year or two, but the legislative process just takes more time. It takes more time than putting it on the ballot.
Sure does. Well, we appreciate the work you're doing on this. Matt Simon, the New England political director for the Marijuana Policy Project. And I encourage folks to check out mpp.org. They've got a link to your state. You can find out what's going on there and get involved and contact your legislators and work with us to help end adult marijuana prohibition. Matt, thanks for joining us again here on the Marijuana Policy Insider, and good luck in New England.
Thank you, Russ. Always a pleasure.